This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
First of all, in our ag news this morning, coming up later this month, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, along with Crossover Ministries, will be holding an event called 5F, covering faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. The event will highlight stress management in the ag industry, and it will also be an event to celebrate farmers and everything they do to feed the world. To explain more, WSMI's Gabe Wilson talked to Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson.
Really looking forward to this event. We're partnering with Crossover Ministries, and we're calling this a 5F, and we're thinking of it as a high five to our farmers. And the 5Fs are faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. All very important things, and things that I think a lot of people listening have in common. This event is focusing on stress on the farm. We all know that this past year was super stressful. The weather itself caused a bunch of that. We couldn't get in the fields to plant, and then harvesting was really difficult. It was a late year. And then the markets and all the different stressors that come with farming. So that has been a really hot topic, unfortunately, in the ag industry lately. So we thought we would like to host an event to address that issue, hopefully provide some tips and some comfort to those people if they are struggling and they are stressed out, offer some ways to deal with that stress. And a good point that was brought up by Adrian DeSutter, who is our featured speaker for this event. Just a little bit about Adrian. She lives in Knox County with her husband. She's a farm wife. She previously was a counselor. So she's certified in counseling. And now this last year, she's really been working with ag groups and traveling the country to talk about mental health and stress on the farm. And when we were putting the flyer together to advertise for this event, she brought up a good point. We were talking about the wording. How do we want to promote this when we talk about stress? And she says, you know, sometimes our first mistake is that we want to get rid of stress, but really we just need to learn how to live with it and how to manage stress. So that is one of the key things we're hoping to offer from this event. Also a free meal. Milanis is going to be catering. It's free to the public. So all that we ask is you RSVP in advance so we know how much food to provide. And we invite farmers, your neighbors, your friends, family, ag industry professionals who work with farmers on a daily basis. We want this to be an educational event and just to help you out if you are stressed or if you're just wanting to learn more about how to manage stress and mental health. This is the event for you.
Again, this is going to be on February 20th. We didn't really cover the date. February 20th at the Farm Bureau office, and it's going to be in the evening. That's a Thursday night, so during the week. And, of course, as you said, with a meal, we're going to need RSVP.
Yep.
So that's,
yes.
That's going to be coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, we're asking for RSVPs by February 7th, which is not that far away somehow. It felt like January was the month that never ends, and now it's almost over. So February 7th, RSVP by calling my office, Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Our phone number is 217-532-6171. Again, this event is taking place Thursday, February 20th. Registration and the meal will kick off at 6 p.m. The program will follow. We're thinking it's not going to last much longer than a couple hours, so you can plan your schedules accordingly. And again, it's being held at my office in Hillsboro, which is 102 North Main Street.
And once again, that was Katie Wilson, the Farm Bureau Manager for Montgomery County. And once again, to RSVP for this 5F event, you must do that by today. You can call the Farm Bureau office at 532-6171. Coming up February 15th, the Rhodes Angus, 5 miles west of Carlinville, will have their annual open house and bull sale. To explain more on this year's sale is the owner of the operation, Larry Rhodes, who explains not to expect any changes from past sales.
No real changes. People can stop by any time prior to the 15th to look at the animals. They're very close and easy to find. And on the 15th, viewing will start really any time a person gets done with their chores. We'll get done with our chores around 10, and the animals will be there, And at 12:30, then would be the bid-off, and that would be when a particular animal has more than one person interested in purchasing, then there would be a bid-off between those interested parties on that particular animal. And we'll start with the bulls, and after they sell, then we will go into the heifers.
Lots of people familiar with your operation and your farm, but you've got a nice flyer here that I'm sure you've probably sent out to previous buyers, but it just has the story of your farm and, you know, had the priorities of what your operation is. So, you know, if you wouldn't mind covering that, we'll go ahead and talk about that.
Our greatest priority is fertility and the longevity of the cow. We want that cow to be able to calve at two and then stay in the herd calving every 365 days. That is, without a doubt, the most economically important trait within someone's breeding program, is that fertility, that extended cow performance. And when you throw in fescue, it can cause some problems. So we stress that animal that will do well in a fescue environment. Past that, you know, we want that, it's not all about the female. We also stress the importance of how that calf does and how it grows. Then if a person retains ownership, how those cattle will feed out as well as grid if they would happen to sell them on a grid marketing program. So a couple programs that we're involved with, one is Top Dollar Angus, where we send the information on our cattle to Top Dollar Angus. It's a third-party verification system where they look at how do the cattle feed out and then how do they would they sell on the grid. So we'll have notations as to which of our cattle selling meet those specs. But then this year, the Certified Angus Beef Program has designated certain animals as Certified Angus Beef targeting the brand qualified. So we also have those cattle mentioned with that. Now, that would just be the Angus cattle on the Certified Angus Beef deal. The Top Dollar Program, that would be for the Angus as well as the Sim Angus. So those are a couple things of note that if a person would have some questions, be glad to try to answer any question they may have. We also have a presence on Facebook under Rhodes Angus as well as a website, which is rhodesangus.com.
Again, the sale, that's Saturday, the 15th of February. It's 12:30 in the afternoon, so that'll be plenty of time for folks to get chores done in the morning and come out in the afternoon. And again, Angus bulls, Sim Angus bulls, Angus heifers, and Sim Angus heifers. So pretty good selection.
That's correct. And lunch will be provided. It's nothing fancy, but like Subway with some chips, stuff like that. Look forward to seeing you at the sale on the 15th.
And once again, that was Larry Rhodes, and that sale will be held on Saturday, February the 15th at 12:30. And you can hear the entire interview with Larry Rhodes during the Farmers Appreciation Month features here on WSMI-FM. Some other notes in the news. Illinois is joining a multi-state lawsuit over proposed Trump administration rules on food stamps that could cause hundreds of thousands of Americans to lose their benefits. The rule is expected to go into effect in April. It will limit states from exempting work-eligible adults from having to maintain steady employment to receive benefits. The rule is among three targeting the Supplemental Nutrition Program, known as SNAP. Illinois could be among the hardest hit. State officials say there are over 140,000 people in Illinois in the affected category. Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office announced Illinois' role in the lawsuit on Thursday. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill to restrict how producers of meat alternatives could market their products in the state. The bill lists 22 meat-related terms that producers of alternative foods won't be able to use, such as jerky or burger, unless they label their products as imitation or add a phrase that the product does not contain meat. The bill is being pushed by the Kansas livestock industry, which argues it would eliminate consumer confusion about which products contain meat. Opponents say the proposal violates free speech rights by restricting how plant-based and other alternative products can be marketed. Lawmakers had a hearing on the bill on Thursday. Three western Indiana counties hit by excessive rain last year have been declared primary natural disaster areas by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The federal agency's designation means agricultural producers in Fountain, Park, and Vermilion counties who suffered losses caused by excessive rain that occurred after March 1st of last year may be eligible for emergency loans that can be used to meet various recovery needs, including replacing essential items such as equipment or livestock. Producers in the contiguous Indiana counties are also eligible to apply for emergency loans. That includes Edgar and Vermilion counties in Illinois. 6:36 on this Friday morning from WSMI FM 106. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets, beginning with the opening commodities this morning at 9:30 from Sorrell's Farm Supply in Raymond. And don't forget, this is February, Farmers Appreciation Month. We'll have special Farmers Appreciation Month features throughout the day and throughout the month on WSMI Radio.